Acorn, Edmonton Utility Company, has committed to helping Edmonton's arts, culture, and charity sectors bounce back from the COVID-19 pandemic with a $1 million program. This year, some of the recipients include the Fort Edmonton Management Company, Citadel Theatre, Dream Speakers Festival Society, the Film and Video Arts Society of Alberta, and the Mental Health Foundation. Stuart Lee is a president and CEO for EPCOR Corporation. He says the organization is happy to be able to support the arts, culture, and charity sectors in Edmonton and local area.
Yeah, we're thrilled to see some of the different productions that have come forward as part of this. Really do think it makes a difference in the community. Different arts organizations have made such a difference for our community. It's something that I think that through the pandemic, being able to, again, watch and participate in some of the different cultural events is really important to continue to connect people. And I think the arts community does such a great job in connecting communities, and we're happy to continue to support that.
Lee says it was a difficult choice as there were so many different applicants to choose from. An internal committee had to be set up.
It was difficult, and so we had asked for applications to the various funding levels. We had a lot of different applicants, and we had a wide range of grants that were provided, everywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 to different arts and cultural organizations. And we actually had a committee internally made up from a broad group of employees that went through and identified those that best fit what we're trying to achieve around ensuring that we were supporting different arts organizations, and particularly artists, ensuring the funding is going to artists or to organizations were trying to raise funding for their charitable organization and trying to make sure that they were supported effectively. And so I think as we looked at the different types of initiatives that we've supported, we're really happy with the type of support we've been able to provide.
Christine Sogemo-Frederick is the executive director for Dream Speakers Festival, and she says she is ecstatic about being one of the selected recipients for the funding that they really needed.
I'm ecstatic at the support that we've received, both from EPCOR Heart and Soul Fund, also the Edmonton Arts Council, the Film and Video Arts Society of Alberta. They have an incredible project called the Studio 19 Project, of which many Edmonton arts programs and projects have been partnered with the Studio 19 Project. And it's been wonderful support from all of those partners to be able to provide diverse programming for wonderful audiences.
Frederick is excited about their upcoming Ribaboo Arts Festival in September, where a digital light show will be created with some of the funding they are receiving. Lee says that he is excited that post-COVID-19, this will bring people out to any events that the arts and culture sectors might present.
I think post-COVID is going to be really important for people to connect again in person. I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, we're still dealing with working through some of the challenges of COVID, but really, really looking forward to engaging in person at different events. And, you know, if you look at the different types of arts events across the capital region, they mean so much to our community. So really looking forward to seeing that come back.
Fort Edmonton Management Company also received funding to support and create Indigenous-focused workshops and educational programs as part of their new Indigenous Peoples Experience. Darren Dalgleish is the president and CEO for the organization. He says, quote, "We are thrilled to be reopening Fort Edmonton Park and for Edmontonians to see what we've been working on over the past 3 years. We are very proud of the new interactive Indigenous Peoples Experience that explores life through First Nations and Métis people, history, culture, experiences, and perspectives. We are grateful to the Confederacy of Treaty 6 First Nations, the Métis Nation of Alberta, elders, artisans, and community members who helped us achieve this one-of-a-kind experience for visitors across the world. It would not be possible without our funding partners from the Government of Canada, Province of Alberta, the City of Edmonton, and support from the Fort Edmonton Foundation." Quote, last year, EPCOR's Heart and Soul Fund funded nearly 50 different projects. EPCOR provides electricity, natural gas, and water products and services to residential and commercial customers. For more info on EPCOR, check out their website at epcor.ca. For Windspeaker Radio, I'm Balika Kamakateo. This year, some of the recipients include the Fort Edmonton Management Company, Citadel Theatre, Dream Speakers Festival Society, the Film and Video Arts Society of Alberta, and the Mental Health Foundation. Seward Lee is a president and CEO for EPCOR Corporation. He says the organization is happy to be able to support the arts, culture, and charity sectors in Edmonton and local area.
Yeah, we're thrilled to see some of the different productions that have come forward as part of this. Really do think it makes a difference in the community. Different arts organizations have made such a difference for our community. It's something that I think that through the pandemic, being able to again watch and participate in some of the different cultural events is really important to continue to connect people. And I think the arts community does such a great job in connecting communities, and we're happy to continue to support that.
Lee says it was a difficult choice as there were so many different applicants to choose from. An internal committee had to be set up.
It was difficult, and so we had asked for applications to the various funding levels. We had a lot of different applicants, and we had a wide range of grants that were provided, everywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. To different arts and cultural organizations. And we actually had a committee internally made up from a broad group of employees that went through and identified those that best fit what we're trying to achieve around ensuring that we were supporting different arts organizations, and particularly artists, ensuring the funding was going to artists or to organizations who were trying to raise funding for their charitable organization and trying to make sure that they were supported effectively. And so I think as we looked at the different types of initiatives that we've supported, we're really happy with the type of support we've been able to provide.
Christine Sogemo-Frederick is the executive director for Dream Speakers Festival, and she says she is ecstatic about being one of the selected recipients for the funding that they really needed.
I'm ecstatic at the support that we've received, both from EPCOR Heart and Soul Fund, also the Edmonton Arts Council, the Film and Video Arts Society of Alberta. They have an incredible project called the Studio 19 Project, of which many Edmonton arts programs and projects have been partnered with the Studio 19 Project. And it's been wonderful support from all of those partners to be able to provide diverse programming for wonderful audiences.
Frederick is excited about their upcoming Ribaboo Arts Festival in September, where a digital light show will be created with some of the funding they are receiving. Lee says that he is excited that post-COVID-19, this will bring people out to any events that the arts and culture sectors might present.
I think post-COVID is going to be really important for people to connect again in person. I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, we're still dealing with working through some of the challenges of COVID, but really, really looking forward to engaging in person at different events. And, you know, if you look at the different types of arts events across the capital region, they mean so much to our community. So really looking forward to seeing that come back.
Fort Edmonton Management Company also received funding to support and create Indigenous-focused workshops and educational programs as part of their new Indigenous Peoples Experience. Darren Dalgleish is the president and CEO for the organization. He says, quote, "We are thrilled to be reopening Fort Edmonton Park and for Edmontonians to see what we've been working on over the past 3 years. We are very proud of the new interactive Indigenous Peoples Experience that explores life through First Nations and Métis people, history, culture, experiences, and perspectives. We are grateful to the Confederacy of Treaty 6 First Nations, the Métis Nation of Alberta, elders, artisans, and community members who helped us achieve this one-of-a-kind experience for visitors across the world. It would not be possible without our funding partners from the Government of Canada, Province of Alberta, the City of Edmonton, and support from the Fort Edmonton Foundation." Quote, last year, EPCOR's Heart and Soul Fund funded nearly 50 different projects. EPCOR provides electricity, natural gas, and water products and services to residential and commercial customers. For more info on EPCOR, check out their website at epcor.ca. For Windspeaker Radio, I'm Balika Kamikateo.